Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now here at 105.5 Triple M, we try to laugh on a regular basis on the air because that's nice.
It's good for you. That's what we're kind of here for.
Yeah, exactly.
For you to laugh with us or at us.
And every now and then, though, we laugh at the wrong time. I remember us doing an ad for our friends at AT&T. Where we ended up having to do a free one.
Right. But, we just couldn't make it through it. And I was like, well, they're getting this one for free.
Exactly. And there's always, it is funny when someone laughs when they're not supposed to, like Anderson Cooper. Who's Anderson Cooper doing a story about Gerard Depardieu a few years ago.
Sorry.
And he kind of lost it. Which just makes you laugh.
Sorry, this actually never happened to me.
So we were thinking about it, times when you laugh inappropriately.
I mean, and there have been laughing jags that I've got in on the air when I was working. Like here, it doesn't really matter.
Right.
But
when
I
you were doing
to be
news.
More serious news, I remember doing a story about the world's largest bratwurst that they were going to be unveiling at Summerfest one year.
Uh-huh.
And one of my coworkers was, you know, making some inappropriate gestures through the window.
Nice.
And I couldn't.
That would fly in 2019.
Yeah, I couldn't make it. It was another female. Does that matter?
No.
But anyway, I couldn't make it. I couldn't even make it through the weather. I cut the story short. I tried to make it through the weather, you know, instead of just facing up to the fact that
still
I was
have
laughing.
The tape
no,
anywhere?
There was no tape.
I had early on in my fabulous radio career at WTSO here, I started laughing because there was some kind of funny noise that happened while I was on the air that kind of sounded like, I don't know, a fart or something. So it made me laugh, and I was doing the news, and I turned off my mic, and the disc jockey at the time was a guy, Pat Martin. If you've listened to Madison Radio for a long time, he was on AM 1070 when they played country music, and he just kept yelling at me, "Get back on the air, man. What are you doing?" And that made me laugh more for some reason when you... Like somebody's
right.
yelling at you
to
not
make, to
laugh.
To make you stop laughing, it makes
so,
it worse.
Now, we're curious if you've had a situation where you're laughing. You probably don't have an on-the-air radio situation, but there are places where you laugh where it's totally inappropriate.
Right.
And I've had those. I think you've had that too, haven't you?
Yeah, my movie theater one was pretty good.
I have a movie theater one too. What's yours?
Well, it was in, I can't remember the name of the... Something, a place in the heart.
Okay.
Places in the heart. Remember that? It was like one of those. For a while, there were all these heartfelt movies about farmers.
Okay.
And it was one of them. And there was a poignant scene where a person dies. They get hit by a train or something. And the family members are cleaning the body to prepare it for burial. This is back in the old days when
right. This
that,
sounds hysterical. Why would you be laughing at this?
Because it's very poignant, and I'm there with two girlfriends, and one of them, who wasn't the smarter of the smartest of the three of us, said, "Is he dead?" And my friend Aaron and I just could not stop laughing. And it's a very serious, poignant scene, and we're laughing hysterically.
Nice.
We had to. Actually, like we'd stop then, and then the mistake is then looking at the other person.
Right, you can't do that.
So we ended up having to like go calm ourselves in the lobby.
Yeah, I had, that's right, and you just can't, I don't know why that happens and what gets so
I don't know what the deal is,
funny.
But
I had, here at the Hilldale Movie Theater, there was a movie called Jerry that was, it was with like Ben Affleck's brother and Matt Damon. And the movie... There was like no talking in the movie for some reason. They like get lost in the desert, and there's just a lot of it is there's no dialogue, and they're just like wandering around. And there was one scene where they're just walking and walking and walking. And I got up and went and got candy, and I came back, and the same scene was still going on. So I just, the movie became absurd to me, and I just started laughing hysterically and had to leave the theater. And it was terrible because, again, there was no dialogue. So other people were like, what's wrong with you? I've never had the, have you laughed at a funeral or anything like that?
No, I have not. But I mean, Mary Richards did.
On- yes, the Mary Tyler Moore Show. 831-1055. We're curious if you've had a situation.
Oh, I see this sort of thing on YouTube. If you don't think
where you laugh uncontrollably.
Or where someone else has.
Yeah, apparently we're just laughing in movie theater.
This is Jen.
Jen, what happened to you?
So my sister and I were at my cousin's wedding, and the bride's mom was seriously ill, which was not the part we were laughing at, but she was on massive oxygen, and they knew it was a Catholic wedding. The wedding was going to take a while. So they brought her in with two oxygen tanks, and then they parked her right in front of all of the places where everybody had just gone and lit all of the candles.
Oh, no.
And my sister just leaned over to me and under her breath said, boom, and I completely lost it. And laughed for about the next 15 minutes of the ceremony to the point where my other aunt turned around and was like, maybe you guys need to go take a break.
Oh, man. Thanks. Have a good one. You're going straight to hell. Okay, see ya. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, Triple M. Who's this?
Hi, this is Chelsea.
Chelsea, what's your story?
So, me, my mom, and my dad ended up laughing hysterically at my brother's funeral.
Oh, my goodness. Why?
Because he used to come home from college, and he'd be carrying his laundry bag. And he'd come through the door, and he'd say, yay, though I walk through the valley, I'm the meanest SOB around. And then, you know, at the funeral, everybody's really sad, and we're all crying. And then all of a sudden, the pastor says, yay, though I walk through the valley. And we all looked at each other, and we just died laughing, just thinking of him. And it was just thinking of him fondly.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
That's a cool story.
Absolutely. And I'm sure up above, he was smiling down at you guys laughing at it and insisting you still do his laundry, probably.
I'm positive he was.
That is great. Thanks for sharing. So lots of people calling in with inappropriate laughter at funerals. We're hearing some really weird stories. Some good ones calling in for prescriptions and cracking up, all sorts of different things. But we've got Bill waiting on the phone. Something about a court case. You were subpoenaed or something like that?
On a pretty serious case, and I was up testifying, and I got the giggles, and I was just biting my lip to try not to laugh.
I mean, why were you laughing at a serious court case?
I have no idea. I just got up there and just started, I started testifying, and then I just got the giggles, and there wasn't a lot I could do about it.
Maybe you were nervous?
Maybe. I'm not sure why.
Did the judge find you in contempt?
He did not. I was biting my lips so hard that I tried to quit giggling.
Wow, I wonder if you're for the defense, and the guy's like, come on, man, keep it together.
No, I was actually for the prosecution.
Oh, okay, all right. So the defense was like, all right, you're probably pretty happy. Thanks, Bill.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.